I look around today and I fear. I fear that there are a lot of people who are doing the same thing. They're coming to Jesus for the same reasons. They're coming to Jesus to be entertained. Now, I'm a pastor, I'm a preacher, and so I like to know why people pick the churches they pick. And I ask them. See, I'm bivocational, so I have another job outside of the ministry, and I see a lot of people, and I talk to them. I say, you know, you go to what church, and why did you pick that church? And so you get some interesting answers. For example, I asked one family, I said, why did you pick the church that you picked to go to? And this is what they told me. They said, we go to this church, we pick this church because this church has a cafe. It has a cafe in the foyer area, and we can get coffee, we can get hot tea before we go in, and we can even get our kids some breakfast before they go to children's church. And I thought, now, isn't that interesting? And they said, we picked this church because it's got a... Amazing, isn't it? Amazing. So I ask another family. I said, why do you attend the church that you attend? Why did you pick the church you picked? And this is what they said to me. They said, we picked the church that we go to because they've got a rocking band in that church. They've got a rocking band. I mean, when you come in, they're up on the stage. They got guitars. They got drums. You know, they got all this stuff, and they're rocking out. In fact, the lead guitar player in this band is so good he could be in a real band. Now, please don't misunderstand me, okay? I'm not criticizing any church that has a cafe. Okay, I'm not. I'm not criticizing any church. If God laid it on the heart of the people of that church to have a cafe, God bless them. God bless them. I'm not criticizing a church for having a cafe. Nor am I criticizing a church for having a praise band. Not criticizing that at all. But what I am saying to us this morning is that if we come to Jesus just to be entertained, if we come to Jesus just to have our fancies tickled, if we come to church or to Jesus just to see a show put on, then we're going to miss what God really wants us to have. See, I really believe this, and I hope you believe this too. I really believe that anytime I come to church, I really believe that anytime I come to Jesus, God has something that He wants to give me. He's got something for me. That's the reason I come to church. Well, besides the fact that I'm a pastor. But, you know... But I really believe that God has something for me today. I believe God has something for you, that when you came today to be in this church and to be in this service, that God has something He wants to give you. But if you came just to be entertained and see a show, then you might miss. You might miss. You might miss what it is that God has to give you. There's another passage of Scripture I want to share with you this morning. It's in Matthew. Matthew chapter 9, verse 20. And it says, behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. And she said within herself, if I may touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned to him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that very hour. Now, this lady didn't come for entertainment. This lady didn't come for entertainment. She didn't come to Jesus for entertainment. This lady with the issue of blood came to Jesus to receive. Everybody say receive. Receive. That's the reason she came to Jesus. She didn't come to Jesus to see a show. She didn't come to Jesus to be amused. This lady had a need. She had something going on in her life that she needed help with. And she didn't come to Jesus to say, Jesus, put on a show for me. She came to Jesus humbly, and she said, Lord, I'm here to receive. I'm here to receive. Now, can you think about that just for a moment? That we would come to church. We would come to Jesus and say, Lord, I'm here to receive. I'm here this morning to receive. Lord, whatever you have for me this morning, I'm here to receive. I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss what God has for me. I want to receive everything that God has in store. And so, God, that's the reason I'm here. today. Everybody that's here today to receive, just raise your hand. Let me see some hands this morning. You're here to receive because this lady with the issue of blood, she needed help. She needed help, and so she wasn't there to be entertained because entertainment was not going to help her. The only thing that was going to help this lady is receiving from Jesus Christ. There's another story in Luke chapter 18. It says two men went up into the temple to pray. Two men in church to pray. The one was a Pharisee and the other a publican. And the Pharisee stood and prayed thus within himself, God, I thank thee that I'm not like as other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, and even this publican. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all I possess. Boy, he was a good dude, wasn't he? He was a good dude. He was standing up there saying, Lord, look at me. Look at who I am. Look what I've done. All right. Now, what about the publican that was also there? And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He was there to receive. Wasn't there to be entertained. He didn't come to Jesus to see a show. He was there to receive. He needed a healing of his soul. He needed a healing of his heart. He needed a healing of the hurt that was in his life. And so he didn't come to Jesus to be entertained, but to receive. Now, again, I don't want you to get the wrong impression here. I want you to understand that there's nothing wrong with enjoying your worship. Nothing wrong with that at all. There's nothing wrong with having a good time in church. But if that's the only reason you're coming, if that's the only reason that you're coming is to be entertained, then we're going to miss. We're going to miss. Let me give you an example. Okay, so at my school, there's a really, really nice church in Louisville, Kentucky, and this church partnered with my school, and they said, we know that teachers spend a lot of money out of their own pocket for the school year, and so we want to help you. This church said, we want to help you, and so what they told us to do, they told us to just all of our teachers, just make a list. Just make a list, and we're going, what? What? Really? Seriously? We can do this? And they said, yeah, just make a list. Make a list of everything you need for the school year. Write it down. So all of us are kind of looking at each other, and we start making out this list and everything, and we're kind of wondering, what's the catch? You know, what's the catch? There's got to be a catch, right? There's got to be a catch. But we're writing all this list down, and we sent it to the church. We gave it to the church, and they've done this for 2 or 3 years now, and they come through. They really do. They come through. They give paper, pencils, ink pens, coloring markers. I mean, pretty much. In fact, one of the guys next door to me that teaches in the room next door to me, he asked for a bird feeder. He asked for a bird feeder. And sure enough, if you look out my window of my room right now, you see a bird feeder. They gave him a bird feeder. They gave the guy a bird feeder. He's got a bird feeder. So we do this at the first of the year. At the very beginning of the year, we send them this list, and then they work to get this list together. Two Fridays ago, bell rang for us to go home. And y'all know Fridays, right? Y'all understand Fridays, the whole concept of Fridays. All right, so the bell rings for us to go home. And just as soon as the bell rings and the kids are getting on the buses, there was an announcement over the loudspeaker, and they said, teachers, please don't leave. Come down to the cafeteria. No. It's Friday. We don't do that on Friday. Monday, perhaps. Tuesday, Wednesday, not Friday. We don't do that on Fridays. And so they said, teachers, please don't leave. Stay and come down to the cafeteria. Well, that just bummed me out. I'm immediately in a bad mood because, first of all, I have to leave at 2:30 to beat traffic. See, I live in Indiana. I don't live in Kentucky. So when school's out, I have to leave in order to beat the traffic across the bridge. If I don't, I'm going to be sitting on the bridge. So when the bell rang and they said, you stay, I'm immediately not in the spirit of staying. My spirit is somewhere else. So we didn't know what was going on, and we went down to the cafeteria, and the church had delivered our stuff. That's the reason they asked us to stay. The church had delivered our stuff. And when we walked in, it was just in boxes all over the cafeteria on tables, just in boxes. They just put all spread out. Well, I still wasn't in the spirit of receiving. I was in the spirit of going home. And so they said, all you have to do is you just go to the table, look for a box with your name on it, and that's your box, that's your stuff, and then grab your stuff and you can go, you can leave. So, I mean, I am totally not in the spirit of receiving at this moment. I'm not. I'm in the spirit of going home. So I go over there, I look at the table, and I see a box with my name on it. I pick up the box and I start heading to my room, and all the other teachers are going through those boxes like a yard sale. I mean, they're just going through those boxes and they're looking and everything like that. They were in the spirit of receiving. This guy wasn't in the spirit of receiving. So I take my box, I go back to my room, I put the box in my room, and I go home. Monday morning I come in, and there's a teacher friend of mine and meets me in the hall and said, Mr. Bell, you didn't get all your stuff on Friday. I said, oh, what? Yeah, there's more stuff in there. There's more boxes in there with your name on it. You didn't get all your stuff. And so fortunately, I was able to go in on Monday and get the rest of my stuff. The point of this story, if y'all are wondering, why is he telling this story? Because on Friday, I wasn't in the spirit of receiving. And because I wasn't in the spirit of receiving, guess what? I didn't get all my stuff. Right? Just nod your head up and down. Yeah. And so that's what happens. I know that's a silly story, but that's exactly what happens to us when we come to the Lord not in the spirit of receiving. Because God has for us, thank the Lord he has for us. He wants to bless his children. He's got things that we need and he wants to give us. But if we're not in that spirit of receiving, what happens? We don't get it. We don't get it. Now, like I said, thank the Lord on Monday, somebody told me to go in there and get the rest of my stuff, and I went in and got the rest of my stuff. But Friday, I wasn't in the spirit of receiving, and I didn't. I wasn't in the spirit of receiving, and I just didn't do it. If we come to Jesus like that Pharisee did, just to be entertained, we're going to miss it. But that publican that stood before Jesus and just said, Lord, I'm here to receive. Lord, I need some help. I'm going through a rough time. Lord, I'm having difficulties in my life. I'm having difficulties. He was there to receive. Amen? He was there to receive. Now, I tell a lot of stories about my students in my school because that's where I spend all my time. And so one day, I'm teaching my math class, and the students say, Mr. Bell, this is just boring. This class today, we're sorry, Mr. Bell, we don't mean to hurt your feelings, but this class is just boring. What if we spice this class up a little bit with a video? With a video. Let's spice this class up with a video. Well, I listen to my students. You know, I do that. I listen to them. I feel like they have good ideas. And so I said, okay, we'll do that. So during my planning time, I found this really neat math video. It was on trigonometry. It was on sine, cosine, tangent. Anybody remember sine, cosine, tangent? A few of you. Okay. It was a really good video. It was another school, and the students had put this video together, and they had a little song that they sang about sine and cosine, you know, up high, down low, and all that kind of stuff. And so it was really a good video. I liked it. I thought it was great. So next time I have class, my students come in and I say, you all said let's spice this class up with a video. We're going to do that today. I played the video and they go, Mr. Bell, we didn't mean a math video. They said, don't you have any cool rap videos we could watch? And it dawned on me that they were just there for what? Entertainment. They were just there to be entertained. My students would love to come to my class and Mr. Bell just play rap videos the whole time. They just want to be entertained. They want to be entertained. Now, let me add something to this story real quick here. I have to say that these students who just want to be entertained and come to school expecting the teacher just to entertain them, they don't do very well academically. Don't do very well academically, okay? Now, there was a girl in my class, and she spoke out a few weeks ago, and this is what she said. She spoke out in front of the whole class. She spoke up, and she's usually pretty quiet. She usually doesn't say a whole lot, but she spoke out, and this is what she said. She said, I come to school every day because I want to learn. What she said. She said, I come to school every day because I want to learn. She says, I want to graduate high school, and I want to go to college, and I want to get a degree, because when my kids grow up, I want them to be able to look at their mom and say, my mom broke the cycle. She said, that's the reason I'm doing this. This is the reason I get up every morning. This is the reason I come to school every day. I come to school to learn because I want my kids to be able to look up to their mom and say, my mom broke the cycle. My mom graduated high school. My mom graduated college. My mom has a good job. Folks, that doesn't happen very much in Louisville, Kentucky. Doesn't happen very much in Louisville, Kentucky at all. Now, let me ask you a question. Did this young lady... And she was a very good student. She is a very good student. She makes really good grades in my class. She's a very good student. Let me ask you a question. Did this girl come to school to be entertained? She came to school for what reason? To receive. You see the difference? You see the difference between the students that want to be entertained and the students said, you know why I'm here? I'm here to receive. I'm here to receive. Every time we come to the Lord's house, every time we come into the presence of God, we have the opportunity to receive. And that's what I want to do. I want to receive. I want to be like that publican. I want to be like that lady that had the issue of blood. She said, Lord, I'm not here to be entertained. I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time. I'm hurting. I got some problems, man. I got some issues. Lord, I'm here to receive. Here to receive. That's the reason I'm here. Well, I'll close with one more story, if y'all can stand it. There was a magician, and he was working on a cruise ship. And the audience was different every week. So the magician just did the same tricks over and over and over again. Okay? Same audience, I mean, not the same, it was a different audience every week, so he just did the same tricks over and over and over and over. Well, the problem happened when the captain's parrot started attending the magic shows. And watching these shows over and over and over, the guy's doing the same tricks, the parrot figured the tricks out. And so the parrot started yelling out. The parrot started yelling out during this magician's show. He would say, hey, look, it's not the same hat. Or he would say, hey, he's hiding flowers under the table. Or the parrot would yell out, all of the cards are ace of spades. So the parrot's yelling out the answers. Well, the magician was furious, but he couldn't do anything about it because, after all, it was the captain's parrot. So he couldn't do anything about it. Well, this went on for some time. And then all of a sudden, one night, this tragic accident happened and the boat sank. The boat sank. And the magician wakes up to find himself holding onto a board in the ocean, bobbing up and down. And I bet you'll never guess who was on that board with him. The parrot was on the board with him. The magician stared at the parrot, and the parrot stared at the magician, and they just glared at each other. They hated each other. They just glared at each other. And this went on for about 2 or 3 days. They just glared at each other. And then finally, after a few days, the parrot looked at the magician, and he says to the magician, okay, I understand. That's entertainment. But what did you do with the boat? That's entertainment. We like entertainment. We like to be entertained. We like where the world is full of entertainment. And there's nothing wrong with coming to church and having a good time. There's nothing wrong with coming to church and laughing and enjoying our time in the Lord's house. But if that's the only reason we're coming, it's to be entertained, I'm afraid we're going to miss something. So my prayer this morning is that we can just say, Lord, I'm here to receive. Lord, whatever you got for me, amen? Whatever you got for me, Lord, whatever you got for me today, that's why I'm here. I'm here, Lord, to receive what you have for me. And don't let me get off. Don't let me get off. In other words, just because the preacher's got on this tie that probably got from Goodwill and it's the craziest looking tie I've ever seen in my life, you know, no, 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 no. That's not why we're here. That's not why. Well, but Miss Jones, look what Miss Jones is wearing. You see what Miss Jones has got on this morning? I mean, that has to be. No. That's not why we're here. That's not why we're here. But you know what? They didn't sing my favorite song this morning. Why in the world? It's been 3 weeks since they've sung my favorite song. My favorite song is Old Rugged Cross. Did you know they didn't sing Old Rugged Cross today? Why didn't y'all sing Old Rugged Cross today? But that's what we do. We need to focus and say, Lord, I'm here to receive whatever, Lord, you have for me. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for so much for this opportunity to be able to share here with this congregation. Lord, it's fun to come and to share your word, but help us, Lord, to just know why we're here. Because, God, I believe that you have something special for us. I believe every time we come to your house, every time we come into the presence of Jesus, that you have something for us. And so, Lord, that's what I want. That's what I want to focus on. Is, Lord, what do you have for me today? What do you want me to learn today, Lord? What do you want me to understand today? What miracle, Lord, do you want me to receive from your hand? And so I pray for this church. I pray for this people. I pray, God, you'll bless them. I pray you'll bless their pastor. I pray, Father, you just continue to work and minister in this place. And just thank you, Lord, for the camaraderie that we have together. So bless now, Lord, and I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you all so much for letting me come today. Letting me be here. Turn it back over to you.